I know, like, consciousness is not Selafi. The idea that, you know, you only really have your Dhamma on your deathbed, you know, does that, when they talk about, like, the loss and, like, becoming senile as a practitioner, as a meditation practitioner, does that also translate to just the faculty of your mind, or does it stay radiant?
That's really interesting in the sense that because definitely your faculties diminish, and it depends on different people, but Ajahn Chah is a very good example of somebody highly accomplished. But old age and approaching death, then he had a series of a degenerative brain condition, and his ability to use his limbs, articulate his speech, everything was compromised, and. But still, there was something peaceful and radiant about him. It was really interesting. It's not. Well, it wasn't really tangible. I remember it was the year 2000, and there's a very highly regarded Cambodian monk, a very good practitioner, and then he. He jumped in to help the Cambodian people after the kind of Holocaust in Cambodia. He became the Supreme Patriarch and kind of the leader of all of the disparate communities around the world of Cambodian people, the diaspora. And then as he got toward the, probably would be in his late 70s, early 80s, and then, dementia, Alzheimer's kicking in, his ability to navigate the world was very much compromised, but his presence was really... Extremely radiant, beautiful. So I remember, because we were looking after him, he was at, and I don't know why his community, they let him travel on his own from the East Coast, and really he couldn't make it from the meditation hall down to where his dwelling was, and it might have also been just because it's all unfamiliar, and that's which is part of, because it's a part of the confusion of senility and dementia. So we were there was a group of us from here when we were looking after him and taking turns making sure he was cared for And then His Holiness the Dalai Lama was there, and they came together at the end, the two of them together at the end, and His Holiness was just so. They've known each other for a long time, of course. They both have quite similar stories of their what's happened to their people, and see them. Meeting and the kind of, there wasn't any real need for, say, intelligent conversation, comparing philosophies or anything. Just this real heart meeting of real beauty. And I remember thinking, boy, that's when I'm sitting in my wheelchair drooling, I want to look like that.
Yeah. Well, this is Venerable Mahakosanan.
Yes.